Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, L'schus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim Ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezel Hashem be on Bava Kamma Daf Chof. Bava Kamma Daf Chof is a daf that's Molei V'Gadosh many in Yonim. We'll try to see what we can give over in the parameters of this hour, the Rashi Prakim and the synopses of the Inyanim. Now let's start. Amar Ilfa, Behema b'shusarabim u'pashta tzavara v'ochlam el gabi chavrta, chayeves. If an animal in b'shusarabim, now Shane is usually pater b'shusarabim, but here the animal didn't stam eat b'shusarabim. He stuck out his neck and he ate off the back of chavrta, off the back of a different animal. The loch is going to be chayev, my time. Gabi chavrta k'chatzar nizik dami. The back of a different animal has a din of a chatzar hanizik. The chayre of the case obviously is that the food that was in the back of the animal belonged to the bialim of the animal. So it's considered that he ate the food from a makim that's called the chatzar hanizik. That's the member of Ilfa. The Gemara later brings another member from Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says, Behem b'shus harabim holcha v'achla. If it ate derech iluchai ptura, amda v'achla chayeves. Why is amda v'achla chayeves? So the Gemara's masber amarava b'kefetzes. Rav Oshia is telling us a halacha that if an animal b'shus harabim jumps and he eats, he's going to be chayev. Why? So in this halacha of kefetzes, there are three pirushim in the Rishayim: Rashi, the Ramban al Machamis, and the Rush. Rashi is masber that the reason why kefetzes is chayiv, because ein dark of a kach. The toldo de karen, this is a maisa of mazik that's meshunah, therefore it's not going to be a toldo of regal, which is pater b'shus harabim, it's going to be a toldo of karen, which is chayiv b'shus harabim. Zogt Rashi, lefi this, chayeves chatzi nezik ha'amar. The chayiv is not going to be a chayiv of nezik shalim, because being that it's only chayiv mitam toldo de karen, it's going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. So that's Shitas Rashi. Comes out that Be'emes, Rav Aishi is saying that Kefetzes has a dinner for Shus Harabim. Nevertheless, it's going to be Chayiv, mitam, that it's Mishune, and it's a Tolda de Karen. The Ramban, however, he learns differently. He says that Rav Aishi Be'emes holds that Kefetzes is going to be Chayiv, midin, Shein b'Shus HaNizik. Now the story is that he was Kefetz, and he ate off the back of his of different animal, of chavrta. So Ilfa Be'emes already tells us that gav chavrta, the back of a different animal, has a din of Rishus HaNizik. Rabbi Aisha is being maisif, and he's saying that that's only going to be chayiv ba'ofen of kefetzes. Why? So the Ramban is masber, because if the animal keeps his feet on the ground, and he just sticks his neck out and eats off the back of, his, of the other animal, that's going to be a din of Rishus HaRabim, because he wasn't nostalgic from the Rishus HaRabim. He just put his neck into the Rishus HaNizik. That's going to have a halacha of Shein Rishus HaRabim is going to be pater. The only time we can say that it's going to have a din of Shein Rishus HaNizik is only if it's kefetzes, so he's nostalgic his entire goof from the Rishus HaRabim. Then if he does that and he sticks his neck over to the back of his chaver and he eats, which is considered Rishus HaNizik, that's where he's going to be chayiv. That's the shita of the Ramban. The Rosh says a third mahalach. He Be'emes says similar to the Ramban that the chiv is going to be midin shein b'shus hanizik. Jesse says that Rabbi Oshia is b'machadish that there's a new way how to configure what's considered b'shus hanizik and what's considered b'shus harabim. In order to qualify to be b'shus hanizik, it has to be a makim where the Baal HaPeiros has b'shus to leave his peiros there. But let's say you have a place which is miyuit for halicha shel rabim, and the Baal HaPeiros doesn't have rishus to leave his peiros there because they're in the way of the animals which walk their derech iluchai. That's not going to have a halacha of rishus hanizik. That's going to have a halacha of rishus harabim. So memela zok Rav Oshia, how are we going to figure out if in a specific place where the Baal puts peiros, if that's going to have a halacha of rishus harabim or rishus hanizik? It depends. If the animal that's walking by can easily reach there and eat it, so be'achreach, we're not going to give rishus to the bialim to leave his peiros there, so it's going to have a din of rishus harabim. So the animal that eats it is going to be potter. But if a person puts his paris in a makam, where in order for a passing animal to eat them, he has to be kaifetzis, he has to do some extra exertion in order to reach them, there the Baal HaParis is going to have Rishus to put his paris there, and the male is going to have a din of Rishus HaNizik, and the animal that eats them is going to be Chayiv. The male of Aishi is telling us, not always is food which is in the back of a different animal going to be considered Rishus HaNizik. Dr. Aishia, Holcha V'Achla, if the animal can just go Derech Hiluchai and reach them and eat them, Ptura, that's going to have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Only if, in order for the animal to reach them, he has to be Kaifetzes, then it's going to have a din of Rishus HaNizik and he's going to be Chayiv. That's what Rav Aishia is being Maisif on Divrei Elfa. So these are the three Pirushim. Now, there's a tremendous nafkamina halacha between Rashi's Pshat and the Ramban of the Rosh, because the Fi Rashi, like we explained, is only going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, like the din of Karen Tam. Whereas the Fi, the Rosh, and the Ramban, that Kefetzes has halacha Rishus HaNizik, is going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Now, is there a nafkamina between the Ramban and the Rosh themselves? Zok the Kesef Mishneh, in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Paragimel Halacha Yud, yes. The nafkamina is going to be in a case where what happens if technically the Paris are in a place where a passing animal could eat them without Kvitza. But in this specific instance, the animal that ate them was Kaifetz and Iyekam. So, according to the Ramban, that Be'emes, the back of an animal is always considered Rishus HaNizik. The only reason why we need Kvitza is in order that he should be Mestalik from the Rishus HaRabim. Here, even though he didn't have to be Kaifetz, but the fact that he was Kaifetz, so there was a Siluk from Rishus HaRabim, that's going to have a din of Shem Rishus HaNizik, and he's going to be Chayef. Masha'ekin lefi the Rosh, that the Ikur HaGdara is, that Paris, which is possible to eat, without the animal being Kaifetz, there the Baalim has no Rishus to put them, and there it has a Lach of Rishus HaRabim. So in this scenario, even though it happens to be that the Shar HaMazik was Kaifetz, but being that he didn't have to be Kaifetz, turns out that the Baalim Be'emes didn't have Rishus to put his Paris there, so it has a din of Paris Rishus HaRabim, so the Lach is going to be that he's going to be Potter. Ad kan shtickel number one. Now let's go weiter. Boy, Reb Zeira, misgalgal mahu. Reb Zeira has a shaila misgalgal mahu, and he's not masber exactly what does this mean. So here again, we have three pirushim in the Rishonim. We have Rashi's pshat, the Rambam's pshat, and Tosfos's pshat. Rashi learns that the story was that the animal was standing with Shusha Rabim, and the food, the omir, was Rishus HaNizik, and the animal was megalgal the omir from Rishus HaNizik to the Rishus HaRabim, and he ate it over there. So the Gemara's shaila is, when we come to be koveya, if this was a maisa mazik Rishus HaNizik, or a maisa mazik Rishus HaRabim, do we go according to the lakicha, or do we go according to the achila? In this situation, the lakicha sa'omir was from Rishus HaNizik, but the actual Achila Sa'amir was in Rishus HaRabim. So what do we consider to be the Iker Shas HaHezek? Is it the initial taking of the food in order to eat it? That's the initial Shas HaHezek. So Bir B'Stei Acher is Mitli Toli in the Shas HaLakicha, and in this situation is going to be Chayiv. Or do we say no? The Iker Shas HaHezek is the actual final Maisa Achila, and in this situation he's going to be Potter. So Rashi explains that Be'emes, the same shayla of the Gemara, really applies in an opposite case. If you have an animal that's standing Rishus HaNizik, and the food, the Amir, is outside of Rishus HaRabim, and the animal rolls the Amir from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaNizik, so we'll have the same shayla, just in the opposite way. If you go Basa the Lakicha, so there the Halacha is going to be Potter, because the Lakicha was taken from the Rishus HaRabim. And if you go Basa the Achila, you're going to be Chayiv, because the actual Ma'is Achila took place in the Rishus HaNizik. That's the pshat of Rashi in our sugya. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, he brings down the Gemara Shaila only in the second scenario of before, where the Lakicha was from the Rishus HaRabim, and the Chila was done Rishus HaNizik. And that's actually his girsa in our Gemara. So the Nachlas David is Masber, that the Rambam holds that only in this case can there actually be a Shaila. But in the opposite case, which is the first case of Rashi before, where the lakicha was taken from Rishus HaNizik, but the actual achila was done Rishus HaRabim, there the Rambam holds that he's vaday going to be potter. Why? Because the Torah says ubir b'stei acher. The definition of ubir is achila. So that's Pasha to the Rambam that in order to be Chayiv, the Achila definitely has to be Rishus HaNizik. And Achila Rishus HaRabim, even though the Lekichos are from Rishus HaNizik, is definitely going to be Pater. The Gemara's whole Shaila is only in a case where the Achila was done Rishus HaNizik, but the Lekicha was done Rishus HaRabim. Do we say that the Ikar is the Achila, and that's a Kiyum of Ubir B'Stei Acharin is going to be Chayiv? Or do we say that the Lekicha also needs to be done Rishus HaNizik? Because the Lekicha, that's the Tchilas Maisa of Ubir. And when the Torah says Ubir B'Stei Acher, the Torah requires, in order to be Chayiv, that the entire Maisa of Ubir, starting from the Maisa Lekicha, should be done Rishus HaNizik. So we have so far two Shitas. The Firashi, the Gemara Shaila goes both ways. The Shaila is the Din of Ubir B'Stei Acher referring to the Achila alone, or to the Lekicha alone? And if the Rambam definitely is referring to the Maisa Achila, the Shaila of the Gemara is it also referring to the Lekicha as well? Now Taisvis asks Akash and Rashi. The Gemara later on the Daf Chafalov says, if you have a Kelev Shenotel Charora, the Kelev takes a Charora from Rishus HaNizik, but he doesn't eat it in Rishus HaNizik. He goes to a Gadash De Alma, which is in Rishus HaRabim, and he eats it there, that he's Pater. So Taisvis, you see Mefurish, that even though the Lekicha is done Rishus HaNizik, being that the Achila is done Rishus HaRabim, that he's going to be Pater. And not like Rashi who learns that this is Gufa going to be Reb Zeira's Shaila. So the Shita Mekubetzes answers on behalf of Rashi that Anachanami, the Gemara over there didn't mean that he's Vade Pater. The Gemara over there means that it's going to be Midli Tali in Reb Zeira's Shaila. But Taisus holds that the Pashtus of the Mashmais of the Gemara over there is that it's Pashat, that it's Pater, and there's no Tzad that we're going to be Machayev him if the Lekicha alone is done Rishus HaNizik. Comes along the Magid Mishneh in Hilchos Nizkei Momon at Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, and he says that Lefi the Rambam that we mentioned before, the Gemara comes out very Gishmak, because that's Klar, that in the case of the Kelev, where the Achila is done Rishus HaRabim, there's no Tzad Bechlal, then that's going to be a Kim of Ubir B'Stei Acher. The Gemara over here that asks the Shaila is like we were Masber, is only going B'Mokim where the Achila was done Rishus HaNizik, just declaring whether the Lekicha also has to be done Rishus HaNizik. So our Gemara, and the Gemara later on the Chaf Aleph, stim very well. Now, what's Shitas HaTaisvus himself? So that's Klar, that Taisvus is going to hold that Al Kolpanim, if the Achila is done Rishus HaRabim, that he's going to be Pater, as is seen in the Gemara of Kelev Shenot al Charora. What isn't clear from our Taisvus is what will be in the opposite scenario. What will be if the Achila is done Rishus HaNizik, but the Lekicha is done Rishus HaRabim? What does Taisvus hold Allah is going to be in that case? So on that, we have a Taisvus later on the Chav Gimelam and Aleph, V'divir Maschol Tifshait. Taisvus over there says that Be'emes, when the Torah says Ubir B'Stei Acher, the Svara is Naita, that the Ikar that the Torah wants is just that the Lekicha should be done B'Stei Acher. Because once the animal takes it away from the Bailim, that's already the Ikar Mazik. What the Behemoth does with it afterwards, when he eats it, that's not Negea Bechlal. And Tosfos' Lashon is, Kivan de Pasha B'Lekicha, Ma Lanu B'Achila. What do we need the Achila for to be B'Shus HaNizik at all? So that's Menasvara Abshuta. Nevertheless, the Gemara which we brought down before is Mavur, that if the Kelev takes the Charora from Rishus HaNizik but he eats it Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be Pater. So you have to say that the Gemara holds that the Gzeras HaKosev of Ubir B'Stei Acher is being Machadish, that the Maisa Achila also has to be done Rishus HaNizik. Zok Taisvis V'Zel HaShainai Shmamina, from that Gemara, Debo Lekicha Va'Achila B'Chatzar Nizik Afo B'Sh'ein Tam B'Dover Matzarech Va'Achila. So Be'emes, this doesn't make sense min Asfara, but the Gzeres HaKosev requires that the Achila should be done Rishus HaNizik. But definitely the Lekicha B'Kal V'Chaymer, which that even min Asfara is the Ikar Shas HaHezik, that definitely has to be done Rishus HaNizik. So it comes out that Taisus holds that it's Pashat that Bein the Lekicha, Bein the Achila have to be done Rishus HaNizik. Turns out we have a three-way Machlaikis. Lefi Rashi, Reb Zeira's Shaila is whether when the Torah says Ubir B'Stei Acher, is that only going on the Achila? Aydilma, it's only going on the Lekicha. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Lefi the Rambam, Ubir B'Stei Acher is definitely going on the Achila. Reb Zeira's Shaila is it also going on the Lekicha? And Lefi Taisvis, Ubir B'Steyachar is definitely going on the Lekicha, and the Gemara is Mavur that it's also definitely going on the Achila, so there's no shail about this Machlal. Ubir B'Steyachar is definitely Bein B'Lekicha, Ubein B'Achila. So what's the Gemara's shail according to Taisvis? So Taisvis is Masber that we're talking about a totally different case. We're talking about where there was Amir, there was animal food that was in the middle of rolling from the Rishus HaNizik into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, on its way out to the Rishus HaRabim, before it actually left the Rishus HaNizik, the animal stops it with his mouth, and he eats it over there in the Rishus HaNizik. So the Gemara Shaila is, do we say that being that factually Lemaisa, the animal ate at Rishus HaNizik, so he's Chayiv? Adilma, because it's Soifai Lotzis to Rishus HaRabim, and if not for the fact that the animal intercepted it and ate in Rishus HaNizik, it would have actually been Rishus HaRabim, we dan it al shem soifai, and they're going to be potter, and it's going to have a din of shein Rishus HaRabim. That's the Gemara Shail according to Taisvis, and it has no shaykhis to the inyan of Basar Lekicha and Basar Achila, which is according to Rashi and according to the Rambam. Adkan shtikl number 2. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a klal from Rav and Rish Lakish of Kol HaMashane Ubo Acher V'Shinaboy Potter. For example, the case of Rish Lakish, which everybody agrees to, if an animal lies down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and then another animal comes along and kicks it, the second animal is going to be Potter. Why? Because Kol HaMashane, the first animal was Mashane, he did something different by lying down, by being right in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and then another animal comes, Vishina Boy, is going to be Potter. Now what is the side of this halacha? So Baruch Ber and Baruch Shmuel, Simen Tezayin, is Masber, that it's not because in such a Chetimtze, the Bailam is not Mechuyev to be Shemer, the animal, and the Bailam has a din of an Einus. But rather, there's something missing in the whole din Mazik. If the Mazik is Mazik, on account of the incitement of the Nizik itself, that doesn't have a Shem Maisa Mazik. This Mahalach can also be found in the Chazon Ish, in Simen Ches, Sif Katan Ches, and his Lashon is, She'ein Tsuras Nizokin Bizman She'hanizik Meshech Alav Es HaNezik. This doesn't have the Tsura of Nizokin to it. That's the beer in this din. Now the Shita Mekovetzes brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim Amoyer Dikakasha. Lefi Zeh, why do we need a Miyat HaKro of Ubir B'Steyacher to be B'mayit Shein B'Shus HaRabim? Anytime somebody puts down Paris in Rishus HaRabim, so he's a Mashana, so if an animal comes along and eats them, he should be Potter Midin, call him Mashana, Uba'achar V'Shinabai, Potter. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim's Kasha. And for Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the Halacha of Kol Mashana, Uba'achar V'Shinabai, is only if the Hezek is a Hezek Mashuna. Like the case that we said before, where the second shark comes and does a Maisa Be'ita, which is a Maisa Mashuna. But if an animal comes and eats it, which is Orche, there you don't have the p'tur of Kol Mashana Bo'achar Bashina by Pater, and you need to come on to Nugzer Sakasav of Uvir B'Steyachar to Pater Shein B'Shus HaRabim. Now, L'Chaira, this needs an explanation, especially the feed of beer that we said before, that if the Nizik incites the Mazik to be Mazikim, that that's not called the Maisa Mazik. So here also, by putting Paris into Rishus HaRabim, the Makam of the Hilach of animals, Ein L'cha incitement Godol Mizeh, and that shouldn't have a tzura of a Maisa Mazik, and we should say it's Potter, we didn't call him a Shana, Bacha B'Shinabai. So I heard a pshat from Meiri V'Rabi, Hagoyin Reb Simcha Maimon, Reish Chabura in the Brisco Kail in Yerushalayim, and he said, a pshat the Sfara, that when an animal does a Maisa Mishuna, it's a Chiddush. So we investigate, and we're toilet in the incitement of the Nizik, and we say the klal of Kol HaMashana U'Bacha B'Shinabai Potter. But when an animal does a Maisa which is natural to it, we're not toilet in the incitement of the Nizik. Rather, this is par for the course. And we assume that it's eating mitzad its usual teva to eat. Mimeil, we don't assume that it has any shaychus to the Kol HaMashana, and it has a regular tzuras maisa mazik, and it's going to be chayiv. Ad kan shtikl number 3. Now we're about to start the sugya gedayla v'amuka of Nehenna. Before we start, I'd like to say ha'akdama. The Mishnah teaches us that Shein B'Shus HaRabim, although it's potter from paying the full amount because of the miyat of the pasuk of Abir B'Steyachar, Nevertheless, im nehenes mishal mishalemes masha nehenes. There's a chiyuv to pay midin nehenes. Now the Arsameach in Hilchos Niskim Mamon Perek Aleph Halacha Beis has a suffix. What kind of din is this Chayvas Nehena? Is the pshat that it's included in the regular Chayvas Nizakin? Just when the Torah is Memayit Ubir B'stei Acher, so Chazal understood that it's only a miut from paying the entire Tashlumin, but it's not a miut of paying the Dmei Nehena. But Lamaisa, when we pay Nehena, that's a Chelik and that's Nichlal in the Iker Chayvas Nizakin. That's the first out of the Arsameach. Aydilma, Be'emes Atayras Memayit Legamri. There's no Dmei Nezek Bechlal. The Chiyav Nehene is a new Chiyav, is a Chiyav Mechudeshes, that a person has a Chayv to pay back the Hanoah that he got. Which is why it's not Nesmayit, and you're Chayv even by Shein Bishos Haravim. What's the Nafkamina in this Lamdus? The Nafkamina, the Halacha will be, if there's a Din to pay Meitav. We know that the Nezikin have a Chiyav Meitav. Mashenk in a regular chayv, if a person borrows money, midiraisi only has to pay back ziburis, and only midarabanan, shleitin al delas, he has to pay back mibainimus. So if the chayv nehene is included in the din of mazik, he would have to pay meitav. But if the chayv nehene is a new chayv, like a chayv, so midiraisi would only have to pay ziburis, and v'yesh ladon, if the din darabanan of paying bainimus would apply here, bachlal or not. So he brings, besides Dvarov, Achaz Man Rav, Matsasi B'Tshuvas HaRajbe, he found the Tshuvas HaRajbe in Chelek Dalet, Simon Yud Gimel, that discusses the Shaila, and he says that there is no Din Meitav. The Rajbe teaches us that the Chayvus Nena is a new Chiyuv, and the Meila, you're not Mechuyuv to pay from Meitav, but you could pay Ziburis. And this is the Lashon of the Rajbe B'Teich Dvarov over there. It's a Meridiki Yisoid. The Ein Zeh B'Chlal Nezikin. The Berachava ain't a nechshav kamazik. Ella mamaynei shal zeh shahayu peres shalai biyadei shal bal hapara. It's as if the mamayn of the bal haperes is in the hands of the bal hapara shekvar nehenes. And the ma'aser zoy state also on the ksais in Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph and the Minchas Chinuch Simon Nun Hey. So it comes out the Rashba Rishon and all the gedolei achrayim assume that the chayvus nehene is a new chiyuv like a chayv, and there's not going to be a din meitav. Ad kan the hakdama to the sugi of nehene, and this is shtickle number 4. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara asks a shayla v'kama. How do we configurate how much is the amount of hana? Rabba Omar d'mei Omer. Rava Omar d'mei sa'irim b'zoil. So Rashi's masber, we're talking about a situation where the Bala Para wasn't used to giving his cow Sa'irim, a more expensive, a better kind of food. He always gave his cow Omer. But in this situation, the cow went ahead and ate Sa'irim. So Rabbi says, if you have to reckon how much was the Hana of the Bala Para, it was only kefi the share of the Omer. Because that's the kind of food that the Bala would have given the cow. So that's the amount that he was Nene by the fact that the cow ate those Sa'irim. That's Shitas Rabbi. What does Rava hold? Rava holds that be'emes there is a hana over here from the fact that the cow ate the sa'irim, the better food. Elamai, the bialim kentaina, that's not hana for me because I never would have spent the money on it. Zot Rava, there's an umdana that had you found sa'irim for cheap, you would have spent the money. So it turns out that the hana that you had was kefi the shir of cheap sa'irim. So Meili has to pay d'mei sa'irim b'zoil. That's Shitas Rava. So it comes out, Rava looks at what he usually gives him to eat. Memeli pays Dmei Omer. And Mele, it's understandable that he pays the full price of Omer, not Omer Bezol. Rava says he has to pay him the amount of Sa'irim, even though that's not what he usually gives, because Sa'irim Bezol is considered a Hana by him, because he would have theoretically spent that amount of money on Sa'irim. That's why Dafka Lefi Rava, that he pays Sa'irim, is the Halacha that he pays it Bezol. That's Shitas Rashi in Arasukya. However, if you look at the Rif says on Rabba also, Dmei Omer Bezoil. Bein Rabba and Bein Rava both say Bezoil. The Machlekes is it Omer Bezoil or Sa'irim Bezoil? So why Lefi Rabba does he have to pay Bezoil? L'chayra, Dmei Omer for the full price, that would have been the amount of money that he would have spent regularly on the food of the animal. So the answer can be found in the Rashbam in Baba Basra Daf Kufim Vavam Ad Beis. Zok the Rashbam, that over here, the person didn't go midas and be nehenna from his friend. Be'emes, he would have never wanted to be nehenna from him b'chlal. It was only b'di'eved, his cow went ahead and ate, so it turns out shaloi midaitei, comes out he got a certain amount of anah from him. Zok the Rashbam, the klal is, anytime a person has to pay for a hanah that he got shaloi l'das, he never went ahead and agreed and wanted to midaitei spend the money on this hanah, there he doesn't pay for the full amount of anah, but rather, we shots up, we reckon that the amount of the anah is kafi, the amount of bezel. Memela bein lefi rabba and bein lefi rava, whichever food you're going to pay for, whether it's the regular food you pay for, or whether it's the food that he would have invested in had he gotten it for cheap, it's always going to be bezel, and he's never going to have to pay the full price. That's the pshat, the chayra, also in the riff. Adkan, this shtickle number 5. Now, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to start the inyan of Zenen of Zelei Chaser. Rav Chista told over to Rami Bar Chama a shaila that was asked in the Beis Medrash. Hador b'chatzar chaveri shlami daitoi, tzorach lahalitz lischar, oi ein tzorach. And the Gemara is masber that you have to differentiate between three hechatimtzas. There's a case of zel loy nen of a zelei chaser, where the gavra is loy avad lemegar, it's not usual for him to go rent a house, so he's not nene a hanos mamin. And also, the bailam is not chaser because it's a chatzar lekaim la'agra, he doesn't usually rent out this chatzar, so he didn't lose anything. So in the case of Zeh Loi Nen of Zeh Loi Chaser, the Gemara says it's Pashat, that it's Pater. In the case of Zeh Nen of Zeh Chaser, where it's Gavra the Ovid Lemegar and the Chatzar the Kaim of the Agra, the Gemara says that it's Pashat that he's Chayiv. The Gemara Shaila was in a case of Zeh Nen of Zeh Loi Chaser. The Gavra is a Gavra the Ovid Lemegar, so by the fact that he lived here, he saved money, so he's a Nen Hanoas Mamen. But the Baal Chatzar wasn't Chaser anything because it's not a Chatzar the Kaim of the Agra. So that's the Gemara's Shaila, Zenen of Zelei Chaser is Chayiv or it's not Chayiv. So the Gemara L'maskana comes out on Amud Beis that we paskin that Zenen of Zelei Chaser is Pater. In order to understand the Indian of the Gemara's Shaila, let's go off a second to talk about a fourth case which the Gemara doesn't speak about. What about a case where it's Zeloi Nene v'Zel Chaser? What happens if you have a case where the Gavra is a Gavra Deloi Ovid Lemegar, he has no Hanos Mamen because he has another house, or he's not used to renting, so he's loy nene, but the ba'ilim is chaser, it's a chaser the kaim la'agra, and he's losing money by the fact that this person lived there. What's the loch in that case? So in this, we have a machlekes rishayim. Taisus with the Vir Maschel ze'ei nene, says that it's pashit, that if you have a case of ze'ei nene of a chaser, that he's going to be potter. Because the fact that he lived in the other person's chaser shalei b'shus, and caused him hefzer mamin, is only a grama ba'alma. The afilu girshay chaveri mi beisay v'nol dels b'fanav ein ze elagrama. Says Taitzis, even if he were to throw the bailam out of his own house and close the door in front of him, the halacha would be that he'd be potter from paying him the hefsid, because it's only a grama b'alma. So that's why, in a case of zel einen of zel chaser, there's not going to be any chiv. But the agoyis agro ois alf and Taitzis is mitzayin the riff, that the riff argues and says that in the case of zel einen of zel chaser, that you're going to be chayiv. Aye, the ma'ase, Taisus' tain is correct, that it's only a groma ba'alma. So if you look in the Rosh is masber, that the yisoid of the chiyuv of the rif is because, mishum sha'ochal chesroinai shalze. Meaning it's different than a usual case, where a person is just goyrem a chesaron to his friend, but he doesn't get anything. Here, however, where he's oichal the chesaron, because he's nena ayde the chesaron of the ba'alim, there is going to be chayef. Now this needs a beer. And let's try to understand, is the yisoid achiyev lefi the rif a mazik dikadin, or is it a nehena dikadin? So if you're ma'ayin, you can see that be'emes, there's two possible biurim in the shitas arif. Firstly, there's a nemukhi yisif b'shem d'ra'ah. The nemukhi yisif is mazber, that over there in the case of megarish chaverim ibeisai, it's only a grumma ba'alma. Mashenkin over here is going to be chayiv, and he says that the moshal l'ma'adavar daima is she'ilu ochal adam peris shel chaveiroi the chayiv afal pishalay nehenna klal. If a person eats his friend's peris, even though he's b'emes not nana, for example, he had his own peris sitting at home, he's going to be chayiv nonetheless. So to over here, it's doime to oichel peres of shalchaveri. Now, in a case of oichel peres of shalchaveri, avad the chayiv is mitam mazik. So you see from the Nemuki Yosef B'Shem the Ra'ah that he holds that there's a svara in mazik that b'makim where you are oichel the other person's chasarin, where you take away that mamon that he's losing, that's a svara that he's not going to be pater midin grama. That's the first possible mahalach. Now, other mahalach can be found in many achrayim, and we'll say over what's written in the Berachah Shmuel, Simon Yudalad, B'Shem the Sefer Kedushas Yontif, and he says like this, that be'emes, you have to differentiate between two kinds of anoyas. There's anoyas mamain, and there's anoyas aguf. In our sugya, the Gemara really talks about only anoyas mamain. Is he saving money by the fact that he's living in this person's chatzar? If he's a gavra the avid lemegar, so he's saving money. If not, he's not. But be'emes, there's another thing to notice, that there's also anoyas aguf. Bottom line, he was nena anoyas aguf from this dira. Zokta Baruch Ber, that b'mokim, where there is a chesaron by his chaver, there's a makam to be teveh, even hanoas aguf. Davke, in a case where there's no chesaron, zel loy chaser, that's where the Gemara's shaila, if you're chay mitzad nehene, is only b'makam where it's hanoas mamon. And he's only going to be, there's only a possibility there's going to be chay b'makam where he's a gavad the avid lemegar, but if he's a gavad the loy avid lemegar, it's pashut to the Gemara that you're going to be potter. But b'makam where there's a chesaron by his chaver, There's a makam for that chaver to be teveya tashlumen even for the hanoas aguf. So memele, even if it's a gavr delay of the megar, which in the terms of our gemara that's called the loy nehene, but because there is a certain element of hano which is hanoas aguf, in this case he's going to be able to be teveya tashlumen for that, and he's going to be chayiv. Hayoytze lefi this pshat is that it's a chayvas nehene. Kolze is a beer in shitas harif that you're chayiv. By zel loy nehena v'zel chaser. By a gavra de loy avad lemegar, but it's a chatzu de kaim alagra. Shitas ataisus, however, as we mentioned, is that in this case you're going to be potter, and there's no chiyuv because he's a loy nehena, and mitzad chasorin, it's only a grama ba'alma. Now, obviously, these inyanim are very, very deep, and it requires a much greater elaboration, but this is what we're able to cover a short synopsis and rashi prakim of the inyan in the mezgeret of this shir. Now let's go weiter to the next case. What about a case of zeh nehene v'zeh chaser? The Gemara says in such a case, it's pashut that you're going to be chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv? So let's break it up based on what we said before, the machlokes, the rif, and taisus. Lefi the shitas a rif, that you're chayiv by zeh chaser, even by zeh loy nehene. So it's pashut that zeh nehene v'zeh chaser is also going to be chayiv. And it's going to be maschalik, again, lefi the two mahalchim, the mahalach of the Nemuka Yosef and the mahalach of the Berachah Shmuel. Lefi the Nemuka Yosef, you're going to be mechayev midin mazik, and lefi the Berachah Shmuel, you're going to be mechayev midin nehene hanoas aguf because of the fact that there's a chasarn over here. According to the Rif, the Divya Gemara of Zeh Nehene v'Zeh Chaser is pashut. What about according to Shitas HaTaisus? Taisus says that by Zeh Loi Nehene v'Zeh Chaser, you're not going to be chayev because the chasarn is only a grama. So why by zeh nehene v'zeh chaser is a pasha that you're going to be chayiv? L'chayre, im mitzad the chasarn, it's only a grama v'alma. V'im mitzad the nehene l'chasha atzmai, the gemara l'maskana comes out, zeh nehene v'zeh lechaser is going to be pater. So whichever way you break it apart, l'chayre you should be pater. Mitzad the chasarn you should be pater, and mitzad the nehene you should be pater. So why if you have zeh nehene v'zeh chaser together, is halacha that you're going to be chayiv? So there are many mahalchim in the Olam HaYeshivas in this inyan. We're going to say the two most classic mahalchim, the mahalch of the Pnei Yeshua and the mahalch of Reb Shimon Shkop. The Pnei Yeshua's mahalch is as follows. The Be'emes, the Torah really is machayev a din of chiyuv nehene. Really a person that's nehene from his friend should pay. The only reason why the Gemara comes out of Maskana that zeh nehene v'zeh lechaser is pater is mitzad the klal of kaifen al midas daim. If you're not chaser b'chlal, why should I not be nehene? Kaifen al midas daim. So that's all true, calls man that you're like chaser. But the rega, that he's also a chaser, so there's no inyan of kaifen al midas daim over here, it's not midas daim, he's chaser. So we're back to the chayvas nehene and going to be chayiv midin nehene. That's the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. Reb Shimon Shkop, in Simen Yud Ches, Ais Gimel, he's masber as follows. That be'emes, in order for a person to be able to be toveya, the chi of nehene from his friend, he needs a schus tevia. So kol zman et zenehene v'zelei chaser, if he's not chaser, he has no zchus, he has no right to be teveya d'mei nehene. What's his right to be teveya d'mei nehene? He's not chaser anything. But the rega that that person's anah creates a chesaron by him, that gives him a zchus tviya, that gives him a right to be teveya d'nehene, and now he's able to be teveya the tashlume nehene from his friend. So according to these two mahalchim, avade the chiyuv is midin nehene. So it comes out in summary as follows. The fi the shita sarif, anytime there's a chasaran, you have to pay. In that gufa is two mahalchim, lefi the nemuki yosef it's midin mazik, and lefi rav baruch ber it's midin nehene. Lefi taisvis, by zet loy nehene v'zeh chasar your potter, you only chai b'zeh nehene v'zeh chasar. And al karchach the chiyuv is only midin nehene, like the biurim of the Pnei Yeshua and like Reb Shimon. So it comes out that there's going to be a big nafkamina lahalacha, that lefi the shitas harif, lefi the mahalach of the Mukhi Yosef, in a case of zeh nehene v'zeh chaser, the chiyuv is not going to be only midin nehene, but it'll also be midin mazik, with all the nafkaminas that there are between mazik and nehene, like meitav, v'oid nafkaminas, like we mentioned in other parts of the shiur. Now let's go on to another inyan, me'inyan le'inyan v'ayse inyan. The Gemara l'maskana that says that zenehene v'zele chaser is potter. What about l'chatchila? Is a mutter l'chatchila for a person to be dar b'chatzer chaver shalei b'shus in a case of zenehene v'zele chaser? So l'chayre, this should be tali in the svaras that we said previously. The fi the svar of the Pnei Yeshua, that the reason why you're potter is because kaifan al midas daim, kaifan al midas daim in a svara should apply even l'chatchila. So l'chayre, it should even be mutter. And be'emes, as I state in the Mordechai, in Simon Tazayin, b'shem Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, and as I state also in the Arzeruah, ois kufchav beis, that it's mutter l'chatchila, mitam kaifel amidas daim. But Taisvis, on the Fchafam al-Beis, b'divir maschal ha'isanis, he says mefurish that l'chatchila you could be meicha. And that's tzarech bir. Bishlam, if you don't assume like the Pnei Yeshua assumes that the Indian of kaifel amidas daim applies over here, and we go with the mahalach of Reb Shimon, so maybe there's no inyan of kaifan amidas daim b'chlal over here for whatever reason. But the regular we say that the reason why we're pater b'di'evet is mitzad kaifan amidas daim, why should that svara not apply l'chatchila as well? So the Mordechai over there in Siman Tazayin, he brings down that because we're talking about that it's possible for the Bailam to go ahead and rent it out if he wants to, even though he doesn't usually rent it out, it's a chatzah d'lei kaim l'agra, but if he would like to, he can possibly. Therefore, he has the right to be meicha, this person who wants to live here, and say, don't live here because I want to be able to rent it out. So it'll come out that if we have a situation where it's pasha to bar that he can't rent it out if he wants, for example, let's say it's on Shabbos, so then it should be that it's mutter, even according to the Shitas of Mordechai and Shitas of Taisvis, for this person to go ahead and live there. But the Nemuki Yosef B'Shem D'Ra'ah says a different yisoid, why l'chatchila we don't say the din of kaifan midas daim. And he says that the klal of kaifan midas daim is only when a person is being mishtamish b'shal atzmai. For example, we find this in the Gemara in Baba Basra, where a person wants to open up a window in a wall of his, b'makam where it's not mazik's friend. So it's kaifan midas daim. The neighbor cannot stop him. But to be mishtamish b'shal chaveiroi, to actually allow a person to be mishtamish in his friend's property, for that, we don't have the klal of kaifan amidas daim b'chlal. So therefore, it's also l'chatchila for a person to go ahead and live in his friend's property, mitzad, the din of kaifan amidas daim, because it's being mishtamish b'shal chaveri. That's the aside of the mukiyetz of Hashem d'ra'ah. According to this, we can still understand the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua that the evidence is going to be potter. Because once he actually lives there, and now his friend wants to be mitzi mayis from him, and he wants to hold on to his money, mitzad, the din of kaifan amidas daim, that will still be b'chlal, the klal of midas daim, because he's not going l'chatchila to be mishtamish b'shal chaveroi. Adrab, he just wants to be potter from the tashlumen. That will have halacha like mishtamish b'shal atzmai, and there we will be able to apply the klal of kaifin al midas daim. Ad kan a summary of the ikar shitas and the asoidis of the inyan of zeh nehene v'zelei chaser. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down that Rami Bar Chama answered to Rav Chista that Zeh Nehene V'Zeh Chaser is for sure going to be Chayiv, and the Raya is going to be from the fact that Shein has a Chiyuv Nehene in Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says on that, Amar Rav, Kamalei Chaliv Le Margish Gavra de Marisaye. It's unbelievable how Rav Chisda agreed to Rami Bachama's Raya, because the Chayr Alpi Pashtis is not a Raya Bachlal. In that case, it's Pashat a case of Zen Hen of Zeh Chaser. The Bala Peris are definitely Chaser. So what's Pshat Bachlal and Rami Bachama? That he held it is a Raya. So the Gemara is Masber, Rami Bachama, Stam Peris, of Kure Mafke Lehu. The reason why Rami Bachama does not consider this a Chaser is because Peris Bashos Arabim is of Kure Mafker. So it has a din of Zen Hene Vzeh Loi Chaser. Now we have to explain, what does it mean of Kuri Mafker? Now that's Pashat, that we cannot say that it means Kipshutai, that the Bailam were Mafker the Paris. Because if the Bailam are Mafker the Paris, and the Paris now have no Bailam, they're ownerless, it's Pashat that the Baal Hashar is not going to be Chayiv to pay me the Nehenna. Who's he going to pay Nehenna to? He was Nehenna from Paris that were Hefker. So we have to say that if Kuri Mafker is Lav Davke, it's not to be taken literally. And in this we find two Biurim, Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi says, "V'zela shaynai mafker lehu v'leichiser midi dehasoifon liibud." That means to say, avada he didn't make them a chalais hefker, just being that they're oimid to be nevad, the oimer to be neskalkel, something that's oimid to be neskalkel. It's not called a chasarn. It doesn't have a shem chaser. If anyway, it's oimid leheskalkel. Therefore, it has a din of zeh nehene v'zel loichaser. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisvus, however, has a different nusach. Taisvus' lashon is Afkuri mafker lehu loy legamri. He's not mafker at legamri. Demkein afilu mashen nehenes lemishalem. Ella misyayish mehem. He's only misyayish. Shasavar sheyiskalklu. He thinks they'll be in a skalkel. Now there's a shaila exactly what the girs of the hemshach of Taisvus is, but we're going to go lefi the girs of shalufaneinu, which is also the achra of the Maharam and Ruba the Ruba of the Mepharshim. Taisus is Mamshech, and he says, Sovar sheyiskalkalu, shalayevayu ledmei mashan hennes. They won't even be worth mashan hennes. And the Maram and the Nachos Dover are Masber, that it means it will not be worth anything. It will be neskalkal legamri. So the Iker Pirish of Taisus is that we cannot be Mepharsh of Kuri Mafkalu, that he meant to make it Hefker, but rather he was just Messiahish. What's the difference between Hefker and Yish? So the Nachos David is Masber, I'll be the Divrei HaRambam and Hilchus, Gzeil Veda, Perikir Aleph, Halochir Aleph. The Rambam says, HaMashlech Kisei Bershos HaRabim, V'holach Loi V'chol Kayetzi Bazev. If a person makes an Aveda Midas, he throws his kiss into Bershos HaRabim in a place where there's no hope of him being able to retrieve it. Says the Rambam, Afal Pisha Osr L'Royed Avrezel Liter La'atzmoy, and Izokik L'Hachzir. A person who sees it is usher for him to keep it. But if he does pick it up, there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. So you see from this Rambam, that Aveda Midas does not become Hefker, and L'chatchila, it's usher for a person to take it, because it still belongs to the Baalim. Zok the Nachos David, that's the Yisoid of Taisus here also. If you were to learn the Gemara Kepshutev of Kuri Mafker Lehu, it doesn't belong to the Baalim anymore. It wouldn't be Shaykh Chayvas Nana Bachlal. Therefore Taisus says he's not Mamish Mafkrit, he's Messiahish, meaning he puts it in a place where it's Aveda Midas. And Taisus holds like the Shitas of Rambam that calls man that he wasn't Mafkrit, even though it's an Aveda Midas. The halach is going to be that it still belongs to the Bailam and it's also for somebody to pick it up. Therefore, if his shar is Nehenna from it, he's going to be Chayiv Demei Nehenna. That's the pshat in Taisus. So why Lemaise does it not have a din of Zenen of Zeh Chaser? So that the Yish does accomplish. Because he's Messiahish and he has no hope of being able to get it back, he knows for sure that Mestama, the Paris, will be Neskalkel, so Eidin Chaser, it's not going to have. Hayyotze, the Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Taisvis, he's not really Mafkarit. And Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Taisvis, really what's happening over here is just a Svara, that it doesn't have a din of a Chaser. The Machlaikas Rashi v'Taisvis is, why doesn't it have a din of a Chaser? Lefi Rashi, the fact itself that it's Oymid Lehiskalkel, it's Haylech L'Ibud, that itself gives it a din that it's not a chaser. The fi Taisvis, Taisvis Maisef an extra knach, and he says not just the fact itself that the chayfetz is going to be leskalkel, you need also the nakuda that the bailam is messiahish, the bailam gives up hope on it, and it's aveda midas, and that's why it doesn't have a din of a chaser. Why do Rashi and Taisvis disagree in this nakuda? So the pshat is pashit. Each one of the mahalchim has a maila and a chasarin. Rashi's mahalach has a chiddush to it, that even if the bailam wasn't messiahish, even if the Bailam, let's say, doesn't realize what happened, and he doesn't give up hope yet, Still, the fact that the chayfetz mitzar atzma is oimid leskalkel, that's not called chaser. That's Rashi's chiddush. Taisus Pashas disagrees with this. That would be called a chaser. It's only not called chaser if the bailam in his own mind is already expecting that he's going to lose it. That's why Taisus holds you need the nekuda of yush. Mitzad sheni, Taisus is mahalik to be mahalik between hefker gomer and aveda midas. That requires us to say, like the Nachas David says, that he holds like the Shitas HaRambam, that an aveda midas isn't hefker gomer. The Torah argues on the Rambam. The Torah's shita is that an aveda midas is a din of hefker mamish. It could be that Rashi holds, like the Shitas HaTor, that it's Hefker Mamish. So Rashi can't say that we're using a Nekuda of Yish over here. Because Adarav, if the Bailam would be Misyayish, it wouldn't be Shaykh HaChayvus Nana Bechlal, because it would be Hefker Mamish. So Rashi's forced to say that the Bailam doesn't know about it, the Bailam's not Misyayish, but the fact itself that it's Hayach Le'ibud, that itself makes that it doesn't have a din of a Chaser. Ad Kan, the Bir and the Gemara of Kuri Mafkalu, the Shitas Rashi and the Shitas Taisus. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down an inyan of makif v'nikif. Hamakif chaveri mishalish v'chaysav, v'gadar sarishayna v'sashniyah v'sashlishis. The halacha is ein mechayiv in oisai. We're not mechayiv the inside person to be mishtatif in the wall. Haravias, what about if the makif also does the fourth side? So in that is a machlaikis, the Rabbanan and Rav Yaisi. Lefi the Rabbanan, if the makif does all four sides, you can be mechayiv the inside person. If you're Rabbi Yossi, if the makif is makif, you can't. Only if the nikif himself gets up and does the fourth wall, do we say magal ganalav es hakol. So the Gemara asks that the fidah rabbanon, you see that zen anav is alechaser as chayiv, because the rabbanon hold that if the makif is makif all four sides, the nikif has to pay, even though the nikif is a nane and the chayra the makif is not a chaser b'chlal. So the Gemara answers that in this case we consider it the zen anav is a chaser. Because the makif could tell the nikif, at garamtali hakefa yaseira, and that hakefa yaseira makes it have a din of chaser. Now, in the pashup shot in this Gemara, it's important to know that there's two shitas. Rashi's malach and Taisus is malach. And we're going to be masber. Rashi's shita is that we're talking about a wall that's being built in between the makif's rishus and the nikif's rishus. It's the gedar hapnimis. And on that, the Gemara says, Ad garamtali hakefi yaseira. That means to say, because the makif could tell the nikif, if not for you, if not for the fact that your field is placed inside my field, then I wouldn't have to put up a wall bechlal. The entire wall is only being built in order for me to save myself from the hezekis that are going to happen on account of you going into me. Therefore, it's called that the makif is chaser machmas the nikif, and it has a din of zenehene v'zeh chaser. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and Taisus says a different mahalach. Taisus says, we're talking about an outer wall. We're talking about the makif builds a wall around his own property, which memela ends up also protecting the nikif's property. So what's the Gemara's taina of at garamtali hakef yaseira? So Taisus, amari dekechidish, the makif could tell the nikif, if not for the fact that your sada was inside my field, so my sada would be shrunk, and they'd be more together, and I would have a smaller circumference, I'd have to put up only a smaller gedder. Now, because of the fact that your field is situated inside my fields, so my outer wall ends up being bigger. The parameters of my sada end up requiring a larger gedder. That is going to have a din of at garamtali hakefa yaseira. Ayin befnim in Rashi, and in Taisvis, b'divir maschol at garamtali hakefa yaseira. That's Mashnegeya Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Now, Shitas Rabbi Yaisi is that he doesn't hold of the Svar of Ad Garamtali Hakef Yaseira, which is why he holds that if the Makif did all four sides, that's not going to be Machayev the Nikif, and that stems well with the Maskana Sagamara of Zenehene Vezele Chaser is Pater. The Gemara B'Hemshech says it's not a Raya, but Akapanim, the Didan that we pass in Zenehene Vezele Chaser Pater, Divrei Rabbi Yaisi are Nicha. And even the Rabbanon who disagree, it's only because they hold it is considered a chaser. Now, the fear of Yaisi holds it's not considered a chaser. Nevertheless, the nikif is only potter if the makif is the one who did all four walls. But if the nikif himself gets up and does it, says Rabbi Yaisi, magal ganalav es hakol. Frek taisvis b'divir maschol taima. Why? If we see that when the makif does it, the nikif is going to be potter midin zen hen of a zele chaser, just because the nikif himself put up the extra fourth wall, Why should that be machayev the nikif to pay for the three first walls? And Taisus says a huge yisoid, shani amad nikif, the goli adaita the nichale b'haitza. Anytime we see that the nehenna is nichale b'haitza, that's going to be machayev him to pay, even in a case where it's be'emes zenehenna v'zalei chaser. This is a yisoid in zenehenna v'zalei chaser, that the only time you're potter is when there's no gilui das the nichale b'haitza. But if there's gilui das the nichale b'haitza, he's going to be chayev. Now the achrayinim are very much matmi on this yisoid. The Amshe Shleiman, Siman Tes Zayin, asks, what's the svara? It needs a tam. Just because he's megala daiti de nichale, so what? Lemaise, on the basis of what are we being mechayev him? He's a zenehen of zelei chaser. That's the Amshe Shleiman's kasha. And the Prisha in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Ay Zayin goes even more to ask that lechayre, every zenehen of zelei chaser be'emes is gali daiti de nichale beitzah. Because what's the definition of zenehene? The Gemara's Masber, it's a gavra of the meger. It's a person that usually spends money in order to rent a house. So you see that he's nichalei beitzah. So every zenehene of zelei chaser should be chayev mitzad the yisoid of taisvist of gali daite de nichalei beitzah. So on this taisvist, there's a pirish yidua ma'oid from Rab Shimon in Chidushim Simen Yates Aizvav, and it's also in Shar Yoysher Simen Shar Gimel Perakhafei. And he answers based on a major yisoid from the Ksais HaChayshin in Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Katan Beis. And he says that you have to understand that be'emes in the world of Nehenne, there are two distinct chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv Nehenne, which is our sugya, and then there's something else, which is called a chayvas mishtarshi, which is learned out from the sugya in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. And we're going to explain what's the difference between Nehenne and mishtarshi, and what the nafkaminas between them are. Nehenna means the etzem fact that he had a hanah as mamon. I had a hanah which is a monetary hanah. It's a the hanah which I had has a monetary value. That could be mechayev a person midin nehenna, and on that there's a sugya sashas and arasugya whether the nehenna of zalei chaser is chayev or pater. Then there's another chiyuv which is called mishtarshi. Mishtarshi means if a person would have to spend money, it's inevitable. He's going to have to spend money. And now on account of somebody else, an account of a certain hana that he had for somebody else, he saves that money. So that money which he saves becomes nischayev to the person that he was nana from. And Rabbi Shimon and Shari Yosher goes so vite to be masber that it's as if he was moiled that money by him. Just like if a person's animal is moiled, so that child belongs to the Baal Behema, so too over here, the person who he was nana from was moiled the money that was saved by that person, so therefore the money that was saved, rightfully belongs to the person who he was nana from, midin mamayni gabach. That's the din of mishtarshi. Now there are two nafkaminas lahalacha between nehenne and mishtarshi. Nehenne, the Gemara in Arasugya comes out, that you could only be chayiv to pay, but makom where it's also zenehenne v'zeh chaser, for whatever svar as we said previously. Masha'enken, in the case of mishtarshi, even if the person was not chaser anything, nevertheless, like we were masber, it's mamayni gabach. The money that this person saved becomes the property of the person he was nana from. Mamayni gabach. That does not require a chesaron, and even b'makom zeh nana v'zeh loy chaser, he's going to be chayiv. That's one nafkamina between nehenne and mishtarshi. Another nafkamina is mevura and taisvis and chulon daf kuf lamed aleph. If you could taina hayisi misana, that means to say, if a person is nehenne from his friend and he has a hanos mamon, he can taina hayisi misana. In this situation, maybe I would have fasted, I wouldn't have been nehenne. Because bottom line, you were nehenne. It's something that you usually do. You can't say, well, maybe specifically at this time I wouldn't have done it, because we know that this hanah by you is considered a hanos mamon. This is something that you're ragil to do. That's as far as nehenne is concerned, because a hanos mamon did take place. Mashenkin the Gabi Mishtarshi, where the Iker Yisoid Advarim is that there's a certain money over here which is by me, which is only by me on account of you, and that creates a Mamayni Gabach. That's only B'makim where it was inevitable and it was Vaday that Lule this person, the money would have been spent. But if there's a possibility of tining Hayisi Misane, today I would have fasted, I may have not spent this money, there the cannot be a Chayves Mishtarshi. That's the Yisoid that the Ksais is Mavur. So based on this yisoid between the Nehenne and Mishtarshi and the Dunaf Geminist, Zok Reb Shimon, Pshat and Taisvis is Gevaldik. In the usual case of Dar B'chatzach HaVer Shalei B'Shus, where you have a Zenehene v'zelei chaser, a Gavra d'Ovid l'Megar and a Chatzah d'Leikayim l'Agra. So over there, you can be Mechayivim midin Nehene, because the fact that he usually rents a place shows that Dira is by him a Hanoas Mamain. So that can be, we can be Mechayivim midin Nehene. Now, Mitzad Nehene, there is a klal, like the Gemara comes out, it's only b'makom zenehene v'zeh chaser, but if it's zenehene v'zeh loy chaser, you're going to be pater. But we cannot possibly be mechayivim midin mishtarshi, because even though he's ovid lemeger and usually does rent a place, but it's not inevitable that he will have spent this money, it's possible for him to say, that specific night which I lived by you, maybe I wouldn't have lived anywhere, maybe I would have just drayed around in the gasin and not spent any money at all. So mechayves mishtarshi there can't be. There could only be a chayves nehene. That's why the Gemara says it's mitli toli in the inyan of zenehene v'zechaser in zenehene v'zeloi chaser. Midin nehene and not midin mishtarshi. Masha'enkin in this case where it's omad nikif, where the nikif gets up, and in this situation you see that he's willing to spend money, he himself goes ahead and he spends money, nichle beitza, in order to finish off the geder. So there we see that it's inevitable that he would have spent money. We see that in this situation, he's not nichalei stam to manage without a fence. He's going to spend money on a fence. So there, besides for the chayves nehene, you could also be mechayvim a chayves mesharshi. Once he's megal adaited the nichalei beitza, we see that whatever money the makiv put in instead of the nikif, that was money which really was inevitable that the nikif would have spent, and it's being saved on account of the makiv. There's a chayves mesharshi over there. If there's a chayves mesharshi, then like we said, the chiv mishtarshi is even a makam where it's loy chaser. Even a makam where it's zenehenev is a loy chaser, there's also going to be a chiv, which is why in a case of Amad Nikif and his goli daita, the nichle beitza, he's going to be chayiv, even though zenehenev is a loy chaser. That's the mahalach of Rav Shimon. Now, one final shtickle before we sign off. The Gemara is mevur that there, even if you hold zenehenev is a loy chaser is pater, but a makam where there's shachrirusa da shaisa, which means that by living there, he blackened the walls, so there's some element of a chasaron, he's going to be chayiv. How much is he going to be chayiv to pay? So there's a major machlekes reshinim. Tosfos later on, the chafal from Aleph, b'divir maschil v'yahavi, he's mavur, that once there's somewhat of a chasaron, shachrusa d'ashaisa, that's going to be mechayiv to pay the entire d'mei nehene. And azoy shteit in the rush as well. But the mukayesef b'shem the ramah, he says that you're only mechuyev to pay the dmeya hefsid of the shacharusa d'ashaisa, as much as it costs to repair the blackening of the wall, and you're not mechuyev to pay the entire dmey nehena. It's yidua to be masber in the oilam yeshivas that the taisus and the rush are going l'shitasam. Their shita, we mentioned earlier in the shir, is that in a case where you have zel loy nehena v'zeh chaser, you're going to be pater. And the reason is because it's just a groma ba'alma. Nevertheless, in a case of Zeh Nehene v'Zeh Chaser, you're going to be Chayef. Why? So we said two Hezberim, one B'Shem D'Pnei Yeshua, and one B'Shem Reb Shimon Shkop. The Tzad HaShav HaShav B'Shtein is that Be'emes there's a Mokam to be Mechayef Mitzad Nehene. Just B'Mokam where it's Loi Chaser, you can't be Mechayefim for the Hana. The Fi D'Pnei Yeshua, it's because Kaifan Amidah's time, and the Fi Reb Shimon is because there's no S'chus Tevia on the Hana. As soon as it's Chaser, so now in the Pnei Yeshua's world, it's no longer Kaifal Midas time, so now you can be Mechayev him for the Nehena. And according to Rav Shimon, once I have a Schus Tevia, I can be Tevei him for the Nehena. Memela it's Pashit that the Chaser doesn't have to be the entire Shear of the Nehena, even if it's only Chaser a little bit. Now I have a Mukam to be Tevei him on the entire Nehena. The feet of the Pnei Yeshua, it's no longer Kaifal Midas time because I suffered on account of this on this Hana, so now I can be Tevei the entire Hana. And the fear of Shimon, this small amount of chasaron gives me a schus to be deveya the entire nehena. That's why Tosfos and the Rosh Hashitasim hold that even a small chasaron, shachrusa d'shaisa, could be machayev the entire demei nehena. Masha'enkein, the Muki Yaisa v'shem the Ramah, the Chari have to say that this Ramah goes according to the Shitas Harif. And he holds that be'emes, even zel loy nehena v'zeh chasar is also going to be chayev. And he can be mechayiv him on the chaser. And the reason is, like we said, b'shem the rush, because it's achal chasrein yishol zeh. And we'll go according to the mahalach of the nemuke yosef atzmei b'shem the ra'ah that we mentioned, that learns up that it's a chayvas mazik. It's not a chayvas nehenet, it's a chayvas mazik. Because b'makim, where he's eichel the chasaron, he takes that chasaron, there you can't pater him midin grama, and he's going to be mechayiv him midin mazik. Memeila, in a case of Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh Chaser as well, when I'm a chuyev to be machadish that there's a chayvus Nehenah b'chlal. Could be there's no such thing as a chayvus Nehenah klal. The only reason why you're chayv by Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh Chaser is for the same reason why you're chayv by Zeh Loi Nehenah v'Zeh Chaser, which is mitam mazik. So the Mukiyais of Hashem, the Ramah, could learn that Be'etzem there's no chayvus Nehenah b'chlal by Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh Chaser. Being that we pass in Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh Loi Chaser as potter, that means we hold there's no chayvus Nehenah b'chlal. And the only reason why you're chayv by Zeh Nehenah v'Zeh Chaser is mitam mazik. Im kein it's pashit, that b'makom where the hezek was only a small hezek, like shachrusa d'shaisa, you're only going to be chayv the small amount, the amount of the chaser, and not the amount of the entire hana. That could be the bir hamachlekes between Taisus and the Rosh, Keneged, the Ramah, which is brought down on the Muki Yosef. Ad Khan, this shir, Baba Kama Daf Chaf, like we said in the beginning of the shir, this daf is Molei V'Gadish. This is just a sampling and a taste of the various inyanim that are spoken about on this daf.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.